Okay, today's daf is Ma'aser Sheni, daf Chav Zayin, and we are on Chav Vav Amud Beis towards the bottom, Rabbi Chanina of Rabbi Yonasan. So we are discussing the halachas of Ma'aser Sheni brought into Yerushalayim. What is the halacha? If one has Ma'aser Sheni actually brought into Yerushalayim, then one is not allowed to take it out of Yerushalayim. And if one takes it out, well, it depends if it, when it was brought in, whether there was Gemar Malacha yet or not. That was the two versions of the Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Mishnah. Whether everybody agrees by, if there was no Gemar Malacha, everybody agrees if there was Gemar Malacha. Do you look at it as if the Ma'aser Sheni was actually in Matanah Shelo Hormu, Kamisha Hormu Damin or not? So we had that discussion. And what happens if it has that status when you take it out? Can you take off Ma'aser Sheni from somewhere else? Could you make it all Ma'aser Sheni? Those are the two questions that we had. So now the Gemara deals with, what about Bizman Hazeh? What about if the Ma'aser Sheni story and discussion is talking about a case of Bizman Hazeh when there are no walls of Yerushalayim and one can't eat it? So the question is, what is the halacha in that regard? So first the Gemara tells a story. Rabbi Chanina tells the halacha through giving a story. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yonas, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, two of the three greatest Rabbanim, Alul Yerushalayim, they went up to Yerushalayim, and Nitamnu Lahem Peros. Nitamnu Lahem. The Marafolda says this is Nizdamnu Lahem. All of a sudden they found themselves, they have Tevel. Peros meaning Tevel of Ma'aser Sheni. So they have Tevel, but it has potential Kedusha. Ubikshu Lefdosan. We take out the word Bikvul, and clearly this is in Yerushalayim. They're in Yerushalayim, they have Tevel. So what do they want to do? They want to be able to partake of these fruit without having to worry about the kedusha. So, what is the halacha of bikshul lifdosan bigvulin? Look at the Pnei Moshe ula achar churban hayazeh. This story takes place after the churban. Lefichach osan apeirus al ma'aser sheni shenis damnu lahem. The tevel that was had ma'aser sheni in it. Big shul of Tosa Mikvulin, the Kasavri and Din Kleidas Machidas Bizman Hazeh. They wonder if they could take it, if they could be poded there, right? I mean, he has the Gersa Mikvulin. But we're going to take out the Gersa Mikvulin based on the Mara Folda and others. Right, he says, Bitibulin. That's the Gersa that the Mara Folda has. They've had Meiser Shperos in its Tevel, not Mikvulin, because the story seems to be in Yerushalayim. So Amalon Chad Safta. A Safta, an older lady, comes over and says, wait a minute, you want to be poded? Why do they want to be poded? Because they think there's no issue anymore of klitas machitzos, as we discussed in the last year, because there are no walls. So what are the limits, right? When there was the walls and the Mesa Migdash, so then you weren't allowed to redeem fruit in Yerushalayim. Weren't allowed, because once it was brought in, that was the Dinter Rabbanan, once it was brought in, right? The difference between money being brought in and fruit being brought in, we had that in the Mishnah, but if you have actual fruit or tevel, she nikva gemar malacha, so that is as if Ma'aser Sheni was brought in, so what do you do? So they wanted to redeem it here, because they thought that there's no Kedusha anymore. Amalon chad safta, avuchan lo avdenkin, your forefathers didn't do this, right? They didn't just do it in Yerushalayim, even Bizman Hazeh. Right, they didn't live right after the Chorban. It must have been at least a generation later. And this older lady says that's not what the minhag used to be. Your forefathers didn't do this. Ela mafka'an chutz l'choma. What did they do? They first took out these fruit outside of the wall. Upodon osam sham. And they will be poded there. Meaning, she said, it's aser to be poded these fruit in Yerushalayim, even though there is no wall. Right, so therefore, you have to go outside. Again, it doesn't mean, right, there's some type of Kedusha that's remaining, that's limiting, and therefore you can't redeem it, not enough to eat, right? She didn't say you could eat it, right, if they were Tahar. She didn't go that far. There could be a difference between the laws of Pidyon and the laws of Achila. You might have a higher standard for Achila, but that's what this old woman says. The Safta says, no, you gotta take it out of Yerushalayim. Safta, so what are the Sfaras? What's the Machlokas between the three rabbis? And the Safta. Safta havis savar meimar. The Safta, and just, this, what was the Svara, which Tana were the forefathers holding like, that you could take it out and then redeem it there? So it must be like Reb Shimon ben Yehuda's Beis Hillel. Right? Remember the two versions that we just noted, the two versions of the Mishnah, of the Machlokas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So we had, back on Chaf Hei Amid Beis, the second version was Rav Shimon ben Yehuda. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Yossi that if it was not Gemar Malacha, that everybody agrees you could take it out and be mafrish and you do not have to take the Masha Sheni up, Yochel B'chol Mako, and Amman Nechluk, the Machlokas is where there was Gemar Malacha, and Beis Hillel still says there, Yiftevi Yochel B'chol Mako. So, according to that version, that's what happens here. Even though there was Gemar Malacha, you take it out, and be poed to it there. So, Safta, Safi Safar Meimar, the Safta held Rowan as Hamachitzos, Ki'ilu Olos. You see the walls as if they were up. Ki'ilu Olos. Right, that's the Gilyone Ashaz Yosef Egel here says, sounds like the Lashon of good Asik Mechitzta. Right, we have by Hilchas Sukkah, that if you have a wall, we know that the wall of a Sukkah does not have to go all the way up to the Schach. As long as the Schach is above the wall, then we shoot up the wall, imaginary, and we say good Asik Mechitzta. We also say good Achis, some cases going down, but good Asik, as if the wall goes up. Right, that's one of the halachos we see now is good achas, good asik. All the halachos we see now is that it comes to sukkah. We generally don't do the Shulchan Aruch and the post can explain. We don't use two halachos we see now as besukkah. Meaning, let's say the schach does not reach to the on top of the sukkah. So we want to use that lavud. Let's say the schach is diagonally above, and it, the schach is within. If you would stretch the schach out more horizontally within three tvachim, so then it would be above the wall. If you would use good asik mechitzta. So the post can say you can't use two halacha moshe b'sidais. Right? You have one or the other. Either the schach has to be above the imaginary wall where you say good asik, or the wall has to be all the way up next to the schach, so that less than three tefachim away, the schach you could say lavud, and then it hits the schach. We don't do both, but the Gilyon Ashas here says, "Oh, this lashon of ki'ilu olos reminds me of good asik mechitzta." Okay, fine. So the Safta held, the forefathers held that you view the walls as if they were up, and therefore it's as if there is a walls here, and the halachas of Maaser Shani still apply, and therefore if you have Tevel that had Kefila Maestros, you have to take it outside. You take it outside, you can't do it here. And once you take it outside, then you have the Kedusha on the Peiros, then you can switch the Kedusha of the Peiros onto money, and then you can enjoy the fruit. Vila Rabbanan Havin Savar Meimar, but these three rabbis, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, one of the great, you know, stories throughout Shas, is Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he met Eliyahu Navi, he stole the knife of the Malach HaMavis, Ksuba Sayin Ches, Shua ben Levi. So, Havin Savar Meimar, these three rabbis held, Ein Ruan Ezeb Chizos Kilo Olos. You don't view the walls as if they were Ola, right? There was no more Kedusha. The halachas of Kaltua Bechitzos don't apply anymore. Safta, where it continues. Safta, Havasavras, Meimar. We're going to flip the Girsa to fit into the Mishnah in Idios. Safta, Havasavras, Meimar, Karebi Yoshua. The Safta held like Rabbi Yeshua, who held Kitchel Ashaita, Vikitchel Asilavo. Right? That the Kedusha continues even though there are no walls. And therefore, the halachas of not being poda inside continue. And again, we said, if that's true in the full sense, so why can't you eat the fruit? Why can't you eat poda and just eat the fruit of Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim? So either you have to say, maybe Rabbi Yeshua held that, or Safta, or the rabbis held that just L'chumra. L'chumra, we hold that Kishal HaSalava, but not L'kula. So maybe we'll just be Machra on all sides. A. Or B, others say that maybe for eating, you not only need the walls, you need the Mizbeach. There's a day in Maseches Makos like that. So if that's true, so then you understand the chilukim in the standards of pidyon and achila. So either way, so Safta, and again, Safta in the name of the earlier forefathers, Havi Savas Meimar, Karebi Yeshua, the Ilin Rabbanan, Savin Meimar, Karebi Eliezer, and those rabbis, these rabbis, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yonah, son of Rabbi Chanina, they felt no walls, so there's no more Kedusha, and therefore they held like Eliezer, that low Kitchel Asilavo, and therefore I can be poded right here, I don't have to take it, out. The Mishnah Maseches Idios that we just referred to, remember Maseches Idios, has a different topic every Mishnah, and even within each Mishnah, often there are different, topics. So the Mishnah in Idios, in the eighth parak, in the last parak of Maseches Idios, quotes this Machlokas, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Machlokas quoted in a few places, in Shas, it's a Machlokas Tanoim, Amar Rishonim, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, as it says, when they built the second Beis HaMikdash, Shamati, Shehayu Bonim BeHeichal, when they were building the Heichal, Osim Klaim LaHeichal UKlaim LaAzaros. When they were building, they didn't want just to have everything open. They wanted to build it as a tsanua, so to speak, as possible. So they would put up curtains. So when they built the Heichal, they put up a curtain so that the builders would not be able to see inside. Right, the Heichal where the menorah was going to be and the shulchan. So Elisha beHeichal bonim mibachutz ubazara bonim mibfim. For the Heichal, they will build outside. They will put up a curtain and they will build the wall right outside the curtain so that the builders wouldn't be able to see inside. Ubazara, but regarding the walls of the Azara further out, bonim mibfim, they would stand inside. Right, because that kedusha, when there was no Beis HaMikdash at that moment, that kedusha wasn't in full force, and therefore Rabbi Eliezer says you don't have to worry about that. That's Rabbi Eliezer, right? The kedusha is not in full force. That's what these rabbis, according to the Gersha that we changed it to, Pshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yosef Mechadina, how like Rabbi Eliezer? Amar Rabbi Yoshua, there in the Mishnah Idios Chesvav, Shamati Shemakriv and Alva Bishen Bayis. I heard that you can bring karbanos even though there is no Beis HaMikdash. Va'ochlim kachi kachim, alfa bishein klaim. And you can eat kachi kachim even though there are no curtains, right? Even though there is no wall for the Azara. And kachi kachim need to be eaten within the walls of the Azara. Still, one is allowed. Kachim kalam, alfa bishein choma. Our halacha. You can eat Maaser Sheni, even though there is no Choma. Why? She Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha L'Shaita, V'Kitcha L'Salavo. Because the original Kedusha, the first Kedusha, the first Beis HaMikdash, that is eternal. Even though the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, still the Kedusha, the sanctity, is not dependent on the physical structure of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha L'Shaita, it was Kadosh for its time, V'Kitcha L'Salavo, and it was Kadosh forever. So that is the Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. Machlokas, the Gemara Megillah Daf Yud talks about this, but this, of course, is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, part of its discussion in Hilchas Beis HaBechira, where the Rambam paskins in Perek Vav. We quote this Rambam every couple of months. The Rambam says, Perek Vav Halacha Tez Vav, after quoting the Halacha. Shlomo HaMelech, Kedusha Rishona is forever. Lefichach, there are apostles like that, Rabbi Yeshua that we just read. Makriven HaKarbanos Kulan, Ava Bish Ein Sham Bayez Banui. One is allowed to bring karbanos, even though there is no Beis HaMikdash. Right, we have to work out other problems. We have to know exactly where the Mizbeach is supposed to be, and you have to have Kohanim Miyuchasim and Kohanim with a big digahuna. There are a lot of other issues that come up, but technically you don't need a Beis HaMikdash for karbanos. V'yochlin kachi kachim v'chol ha'azara v'yafa pishu hichareva. You can eat kachi kachim, which requires the azara. You can eat it in that place. V'yena b'kefes b'chitza v'yochlin kachim kal v'maiser sheni. B'chol Yerushalayim, and you're allowed to eat. We paskin, the Rambam says. You can eat Maaser Sheni anywhere in Yerushalayim, Ava B'Shein Shem Chom, even though there are no walls. Shekedusha Rishona, Kishal Ashaita, V'Kishal Asalavo. Because that Kedusha is forever. That is the Rambam. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram, Svaras Atzmo Hizu, V'lo Yadati Me'ayim Lo. I don't know where the Rambam gets this from. Ubekama mekamos b'mishnah im ein mikdash yirakev. If you look a few times in Mishnayos, if you have fruit, maaser sheni, and there are no walls, you have to let it rot. Ubegemara amru did nafal mechitzas. But mitziyanu gimel, it gives a nafkamina, the walls fell down, which means something changed. Amo lamanda amar, kedusha rishona, lo kitchela salavo. Lo chilek bein mikdash v'Yerushalayim, l'shar Eretz Yisrael. It's another part of the Rambam that we didn't read yet. V'lo od, and then he says, Shani Omer, Shafilu Rabbi Yossi, Damar Kedusha Rishiniya Kitcha L'Asalavo. Even, according to Rabbi Yossi, who says it is Kadosh forever, Lo Amar Ela L'shar Eretz Yisrael, Aval Yerushalayim L'mikdash, Lo Amar. It's an amazing direction. The Ravid says it's possible that the rest of Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha L'Asalavo, and not Yerushalayim and Mikdash. The Rambam holds exactly the opposite. The Rambam has Yerushalayim and Mikdash has Kedusha forever, and the rest of Eretz Yisrael does not. Lefi Shahaya Yodea, says the Ravid. Ezra knew Shaha Mikdash V'Yerushalayim Asidam Lehishtanos Ulehis Kadish Kiddush Acher Olami Bikvod Hashem LaOlam. Ezra, who built the second Beis HaMikdash, who took part in it, who sanctified it, knew that this was not going to be an eternal one. And therefore, it was already limited in its sanctity. And then he says the line, Kach Nigle B'Sod Hashem Li Reyav, Right, what does that mean? Does the Ravid mean he had Mamish Ruach HaKodesh? Does it just, is that just a melitza that he means? It just means that this is what I understood in the Beis HaMikdash, that every posek has Siyata Deshmaya. That's his Lashon. Lefichach, every phrase here of the Ravid is discussed. First of all, his direction, that he discusses that the Eretz Yisrael could be more than Yerushalayim. Then his line of Kach Nigle B'Sod Hashem Li'Reyav. This is what I have, Sod Hashem Li'Reyav, which the Chassam Sofer and many Achronim wonder what the Ravid means. The Ravid uses his Lashon, or a similar Lashon, a couple of times. There's a Ravid in Hilchas Lulav that says something like this. But then the next line of the Ravid, Lefichach, Hanichnas Ata Sham Ein Bokaris. Whoever goes in there now to Harabayas does not get Karis. So based on this Ravid is the big discussion of whether there is Kedusha Bizman Hazeh. So the Ravid, the Rambam clearly holds yes. The Ravid says, no Karis. What does that mean? There's a Me'iri in Shvuas, a Naf Tezvav, where the Me'iri says, I've heard, I don't think the Me'iri was ever in Eretz Yisrael, I've heard that people walk onto Harabayas Bizman Hazeh. That's his Mesorah that he's heard. Doesn't quote that you shouldn't. He's heard that. That fits in with this Ravid. They're both Chachmei Provence from southern France. The Me'iri, the Ravid, the Balamor, the Hashlama, all of those Rishonim. So he says, they've walked there. So some say, oh, according to this Ravid, there's no Kedusha Bizman Hazeh. But if you look closely, the Ravid doesn't say Mutter. The Ravid says Ein Bokaris, which many Achronim come up with Lamdas. Rav Jolti has in the Mishnah Yavetz that there are two Kedushas of the Beis HaMikdash. There's Kedushas, let's say, call it Hamakom, and Kedushas Mechitzos. There might not be Kedushas Mechitzos, according to the Ravid, but there could be Kedushas Makom. And therefore, the Ravid says, there's no Kares. It doesn't mean that it's Mutter. Kares might be the full-fledged Isser of walking on Harabayis when there's Kedusha. That's the Isser Kares, and that's what's not existent today. Kares is totally on Kedushas Mechitzos. But there could be Kedushas Makom. Again, he proves that this is true. There could be Kedushas Makom, which still makes it Usser. But that's the Rambam and the Ravid about Kitsha Rishona, Kitsha Lashaita, and Kitsha Lasalava. As I just said, the Ravid says it could be that in the direction, you could have more Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael than you could do in Mikdash. The Rambam says exactly the opposite. The Rambam says, Lama ani omer, b'mikdash Yerushalayim, shekedusha rishona, kedushas on lasilavo, the kedusha of the mikdash and Yerushalayim, the Yerushalayim which is expanded mikdash, it lasts forever, u'b'kedusha shah eretz yisrael le'inyin, shvias, u'maisrus, v'chayotze bahen, lo kedusha lasilavo, it's not kadosh forever. Why do I say in that direction? L'fisha kedusha sa mikdash v'Yerushalayim ibn ha'shchina. Because the kedusha of Yerushalayim is based on tashras ha'shchina, v'shchina eina betela. And the shchina was never bata. Once Hashem resided his presence there in first base of mikdash, it never leaves. V'hari omer v'hashimosi es mikdashechem, I will make desolate your mikdash v'yamar chachamim ava v'shashomim in v'kedushas enheim omdim. Even though they are desolate, it is desolate, it's still b'kedusha. Avachiv ha'aretz, b'shvias, u'b'maisras, eino elam ebneishu kibush rabim. Right? Oh, it's only because of kibush. And a kibush can be undone. V'kibush enocha ha'aretz mideyam, batal ha'kibush, v'chulu. But the second one was done. Kibush ala Ezra, v'kisha lo kisha, b'kibush ala b'chazaka. When Ezra came, it was chazaka. And chazaka lasts. Chazaka lasts. Harayu. So that's a big discussion I think we had recently about the what's the difference between kibush and chazaka. We spoke about it in Meshach Chachma recently, and many other pshatim. Tosfos Yantiv on that Mishnah in Idios discusses what the svara is for the Rambam. But this is related to kishul shoz of kishul asalavo, and this is the machlokas here between the safta and the name of the earlier rabbanim and these three rabbis. Is this machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbi Yeshua from Masechet Idios, and Machlokas about what they did. Okay, there's a lot more, but let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Pinchas, right in the middle of Chav Zayin and Aleph, Rabbi Pinchas was a Rav who was Choshesh for a lot of different opinions. And therefore, what did he do? When he used to have Tevel, Rabbi Pinchas Misa'evla, he used to take his Tevel and he was Metame his Tevel. He was Metame his Tevel before he was Mafresh anything. Upadila, and then he was Mafrish, and when he was Mafrish, so his Meiser Sheni was Betuma right when it came into existence. You're not allowed to be Metame Meiser Sheni, right? That's learned out from the Rashi in Sukkah, says that's learned out from the Isra being Metame Truma and being Metame Kachim. So also Metame Meiser Sheni also has a certain degree of Kedusha. So here he couldn't be Metame it afterwards. So he was Metame it when it was still Tevel. Misoiv, he was Metame the whole grain upadila, and then he would be podi. He was choshish for all the days. Du chashash ladu uladein. He was choshish for everything. What days? He was choshish for Rabbi Yoshua, right? That kedusha rishona kisha lasilavo, and therefore he wouldn't be able to be poda this Maiser Sheni Tahar. Maiser Sheni Tahar, you can't be poda, right? Once it's fruit that's Tahar, you could switch the Kedusha onto money, but if it's in Yerushalayim, you can't be poda unless he was in Yerushalayim. So he couldn't be poda there. So he couldn't have Maiser Sheni Tahar. So, and he was also Choshesh for, in our Mishnah, the Tanakam is Beis Hillel, right? Which means that once it had a Gemar Malacha, then you wouldn't be able to take it out of Yerushalayim. It already is Matanash Lahormu Kamisha Hormu Damyin and Kaltua Machitzas, right? As long as there's Gemara Malacha and you can't take it out. So what do you do? So the only way to do it is if you create the Maaser Sheni when it's already Betame. And that's what he did. Misayev Lavo Padila. That's what he did. Duchashas Lodu Alatein. Rabbi Yaakov, so Halacha Lamaisa, what do we pass on like in all these days? So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Halacha Kedevriya Talmud. The Halacha is like the Talmud. Who's the Talmud? The Talmud is like the Pnei Moshe says, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, B'shem Rabbi Yossi, his Beis Hillel. Meaning, remember we have the two versions of the Machlokas and the Mishnah, the second version. The second version of the Machlokas, which was Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, the name of Rabbi Yossi, who said that the Machlokas is about, everybody agrees that if Perisha lo nigmara malacha, there's no problem. But if even Perisha nigmara malacha, Beis Hillel says it's okay. Yifte v'yocha b'chol makom, so that is who we paskin like, Bizman Ahu, that's who would we paskin like. Good. V'atamai nechlas v'yotze. The Mishnah also added, Demai doesn't have this halacha. The whole halacha of taking fruit in and not taking it out, that only applies to Vada Maaser Sheni. But if it's Demai, so then one is allowed to take it in and take it out. That is what the Mishnah said in on Chafayim Ralev, Lo Yomar Kain La Ama Aretz had the halacha of Demai, and then later on we had the halacha of Demai as well. The last line of the Mishnah, Chafayim Beis, but Demai Nichnas V'Yosef V'Nifte. Demai can go in and out. So the Mishnah, the Gemara just explains, Amar Reb Zeira Obavad VePeir Shein Tfulin La Demai, Tevel of Demai. That could go in and go out. You don't say all of the halachas of Matana Shalom Hermu and those chumras. Ha-demai atzmo kvar tafasta machitza. If it's actual demai, so then taftua machitzas, right? If it's actual demai. If it's only tevel of demai, then you have that kula. That's the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Tes, here in Maaser Sheni. Beis Tes, I think we read this last time. The Rambam says, Maaser Sheni shenichnas to Yerushalayim afilu shel demai. That's our Gemara. Maaser Sheni, I got to read the Gemara, not just the Mishnah. So Maaser Sheni that goes in, if you actually fruit of Maaser Sheni, Kaltua Machitzas, you can't take it out even if it's Demai. Also, if you brought money of Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, and then you bought fruit, so that fruit now is Kedushas Maaser Sheni. Shemar V'yachal Tashem L'Vnei Hashem Malkecha. Avar V'hotzion O'sheyatzu B'shkaga. If you took it out for some reason, you got to bring it back in. Yachzeru V'yochlu B'Yerushalayim. U'klitas Machitzas Mi'divreihem. The Rambam notes, Klitas Machitzas is a Din D'Rabbanan. Afilu Maaser She'ein B'chomsho Shave Pruta Shu Mi'divreihem Machitzas Kolto So. Even if you have a little bit of Maaser Sheni, a chomesh wouldn't add up to a pruta, still Machitzas Koltos V'asur Lotzio. Avol Mo'os Maaser Sheni She'nechaz V'Yerushalayim V'yotzin. But money, as the Mishnah said, Mo'os Maaser Sheni could go in and could go out. That is not subject to the limitation of the Din D'Rabbanan. Good. Mishnah says the next Mishnah. So we know Yerushalayim is the place to eat Maaser Sheni. And what about the border? What about the border? What about if there's a tree on the border? So we discussed this back in Maaseris. There's even a stira between this Mishnah and the Mishnah in Maaseris, which is discussed by the Rishonim. But the Mishnah says, our Mishnah says here, Ilan Shu Al Mid Bifnim and Odalachus, you have a tree that's inside the Yerushalayim, but the branches hang outside, or the tree is outside and the branches go in. So there's two issues, right, we're talking about. What about eating? What about being podeh? You have to eat only in Yerushalayim. You can't eat outside of Yerushalayim. You can only be podeh outside of Yerushalayim. You can't be podeh in Yerushalayim. So those are opposites. So what is the halacha? So our Mishnah here says, depends where you actually are. Mikenegad achomer v'lefnim kelefnim, mikenegad achomer v'lachutz kelachutz. Goes by where you actually are, right? You put an imaginary line going straight up from the wall, and that determines. So this again is Soser. There's a Mishnah that we had in Maaseris in the third parak, which says Hakol Holech Achar Hanof, right? Everything goes after the nov, everything goes after the branches. And we had that discussion back on Daf Lamed Aleph or so in Maseches Maaseros. So how do you put all of it together? So the Gemara, the Rishonim, try to figure out, can you put it all together? Maybe nof doesn't mean nof, maybe nof means even after the nof, but you actually go where everything is. Really, our Mishnah is the Iker. So there's different discussions of that. And this doesn't only come up for Maaseros and Maaseros Sheni, but there are a lot of halachas where there's border issues. For example, the Mishnah discusses in Maseches Makos, what about Ir Miklat? What about an Ir Miklat? If there's a tree on the border of an Ir Miklat and somebody jumps into the tree, is he afforded protection when he is in the tree? Right? So this is the discussion of the Rishonim in Makos on Daf Yud Beis. Right? Tosfos there in Makos. The Mishnah quoted there in Makos, the Mishnah there, the Gemara there quotes our Mishnah, and asks a stira between the Mishnah there in Makos, because the Mishnah in Makos that talks about Ir Miklat quotes Hakol Holich Achar Anof, which is like the Mishnah in Maaseros. But for Aminu, the Gemara there in Makos Yud Beis asks for what about from our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says it depends where you are. And the Gemara says Maaser Ari Miklat Karamis. You're asking about two Maaser and Ari Miklat. Maaser V'Chomot Al Rachman. Maaser Sheni goes by the wall, and therefore you go by where you actually are. Ari Miklat Bidira Tala Rachmana. Ir Miklat goes by residence. You can live in the branches. Right, but nofo misterle beikaro lo misterle. And then the Gemara says, okay, I'll ask you Maaser or Maaser. That's what the Gemara asks. The stira between our Mishnah here and the Mishnah in Maaseros in the third parak. Right, third parak of Maaser Sheni, third parak of Maaseros. Birushalayim halacha achar anof. Sadi answered that. So the Gemara there, it says, machlokas tanoim. Harab Yehuda Harabanan. Right, that is the answer of the Mishnah in Makas Daf Yud Beis. The Rishalmi in Maaseros tries to give another answer. But if you look in the Rishonim, they ask another great question. The Rishonim say that if you look in Psachim, the Gemara says that the roofs of Yerushalayim were lones kadesh. Remember the Mishnah is Karban Pesach, you have to eat on the bottom floor, and then Paku Igra, that after they finish the Karban Pesach, then they would go up and start singing Hallel on the roof. So why you couldn't eat Maaser Sheni, you couldn't eat Karban Pesach on the roof. So you see from there you can't eat any of it. So you're talking about eating in the trees? So you can't eat anything in the trees. So Vimkein, Maaser Sheni ain't Oakland ala Elon. So you can't eat Maaser Sheni on the tree anyway. Forget, even if it's in Yerushalayim. So Tosfos there has two answers. Yesh Lomar, maybe there we're talking about where the branches are very, very sparse. They don't have branches of 4x4 tefachim, so it's kilu, you're on the ground. Wow. Kilu, you're on the ground, because there's no floor. Od Yesh Lomar, maybe there's a difference between Yerushalayim, Avir Yerushalayim, Ki Yerushalayim. It's just that for Karbanos, Be'ilan sha'anafa merubin avir yishalayim. The avir yishalayim is ki yishalayim. Just the avir, the mikdash, gagos on his kachu. For the mikdash, the difference between the mikdash and yishalayim. Right? If you look in the Ritva, I think we quoted this Ritva recently, the Ritva says maybe there's a difference between kachim and maaser sheni. Kachim you can't eat up in the tree. Maaser sheni you can eat up in the tree. Lo kasha, de bipsachim, the kachim kalim, shehechmiru bakach, veloba maaser hakal. That's an important day of the Ritva in Makas Daf Yud Beis. Okay, we'll continue. So the Gemara spoke about trees on the border. What about this case? Bate abadim, if you have an olive press. So they used to make olive presses to press oil, and they used to put the olive presses next to the walls. So shepischein lefnim v'chalon lachutz. The olive press is situated outside of Yerushalayim, but the doorway to get in is inside. O shepischein lachutz v'chalon lefnim, or the opposite. Veshame omer makol kelefnim. Beshamai says everything is treated like, doesn't matter where the door is, everything is treated like inside. If something is inside, the door or the space where it is. Obeisilav omrim? No, depends where it is. The Gemara will talk more about this machlokas. Beisilav seems to say you go by where it actually is. You draw an imaginary line. Halashachos, what about offices and rooms and chambers in the Beis HaMikdash? They used to be underneath the Harabayas or the Azara. So Benuyas Bakodesh Psuchas Lachol. So if they were in, they're physically in the Kodesh, meaning it's built underneath the Azara. But the doorway to get in is right, because on a mountain, so it could be we can have a situation like this. The doorway to get in is Chol. To go to get in is in Harabayas. Tochen Chol, so you go by the doorway. The inside is considered a chol. Gago say in Kodesh. But the roofs are Kodesh. Because what? The ground, the roof was ground level with the Azara. And it was in the Azara. Right? So therefore, the roof of this lishcha is kodesh, as the status of the azara, even though inside, underneath, it's considered chol because the doorway is in Harabai, it's not in the azara. And what about the opposite? Bunuyas b'chol u'psuchas lakodesh. If it was built physically, it is under or on Harabayis, outside of the Azara. Even if the doorway is inside, Tochan Kodesh. So inside, it's Kodesh because you go by the doorway. The doorway is crucial in determining the status of the inside. So Tochan Kodesh, the Gag was in Chol. But the Gag, the roof is Chol because that's on Harabayis. That's outside the Azara, right? You can walk onto it's even with Harabayis, and therefore the roof is going to be Chol in that case. Bunios b'kodeshu b'chol u'psuchas l'kodeshu l'chol. What if it's built in both places and doorways in both? So then, tochan v'gagosein, mikenegad ha'kodesh l'kodesh kodesh, mikenegad ha'chol l'chol chol. So it depends where it is. You draw that imaginary line. So this is going to be discussed by the Gemara, all of the details of this machlokas. But also you see just the horror, the significance of the doorway. The doorway could determine the whole status of the whole inside of the room. Fascinating. Maybe it's connected to mezuzah. How mezuzah is koveya and has a status on the whole doorway. Maybe we'll touch on that next time. Okay, we'll stop here.